Mother's Day, the most political holiday of the year. This is Geoff Parrish. You'd never know it, of course. The commercial radio airwaves are swamped with ads for jewelry and cards and flowers, guilt-tripping you into honoring, that is, buying something for dear old mom. But that's not how Mother's Day started. It began in 1870, just a few years after the American Civil War, with feminist author Julia Ward Howe's radical call for a day in which all mothers, all women in that day, would stop sending their husbands and brothers and sons to war, would refuse to cooperate. You want Hallmark poetry for Mother's Day? Here, in its entirety, is the original Mother's Day proclamation Howe wrote in Boston in 1870. It's short and sweet. Arise, then, women of this day. Arise, all women who have hearts, whether your baptism be that of water or of tears, say firmly. We will not have great questions decided by our relevant agencies. Our husbands shall not come to us reeking of carnage for caresses and applause. Our sons shall not be taken from us to unlearn all that we have been able to teach them of charity, mercy, and patience. We, women of one country, will be too tender of those of another country to allow our sons to be trained to injure theirs. From the bosom of the devastated earth, a voice goes up with our own. It says, disarm, disarm. The sword of murder is not the balance of justice. Blood does not wipe out dishonor, nor violence indicate possession. As men have often forsaken the plow and the anvil at the summons of war, let women now leave all that may be left of home for a great and earnest day of counsel. Let them meet first as women to bewail and commemorate the dead. Let them then solemnly take counsel with each other as to the means whereby the great human family can live in peace. Each bearing after his own time the sacred impress, not of Caesar, but of God. In the name of womanhood and humanity, I earnestly ask that a general council of women without limit of nationality may be appointed and held at some place deemed most convenient, and at the earliest period consistent with its objects, to promote the alliance in the different nationalities, the amicable settlement of international questions, the great and general interests of peace. That was Julia Ward Howe. That was how Mother's Day began. Maybe next year. KBCS for the Pacifica Network. This is Geoff Parrish.